In this bulletin, the PM moves to ban schools from discriminating against gay students. Nauru's government accuses Médecins Sans Frontières of political activism over refugees in detention. And in tennis, Australian Matthew Ebden loses his chance to leapfrog Alex de Minaur as Australia's number one ranked player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government will look to implement laws in the next 2 weeks which will stop independent schools from excluding students based on their sexuality. A leaked review of religious freedoms includes a recommendation to allow religious schools to discriminate against students on the basis of their sexuality. But the government is rejecting that, and it's strengthening discrimination laws to remove any opportunity for schools to discriminate. Opposition Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek has welcomed the changes, suggesting it's well overdue.
We are delighted that the Prime Minister has listened to Labor's comments yesterday and obviously received Bill's letter asking him to change the laws to put beyond doubt that children won't be discriminated against in our schools. We think that's a very important step forward.
Meanwhile, there are calls for the laws to be extended to teachers and the wider school community. Tasmania is the only state which protects LGBTI teachers, support staff and families from discrimination by religious schools. Spokesperson for the advocacy group Just Equal, Rodney Croom, has told SBS his home state of Tasmania has benefited.
Everyone is protected from discrimination, not just LGBTI students, but also LGBTI teachers and support staff and parents. And that's been the case for the last 20 years. And it's very clear in Tasmania that that has led to more inclusive school communities and better school communities.
Job seekers are being urged by the Morrison government to take up work on farms or face losing their welfare payments for up to a month. Under the arrangements, farmers can register their job requirements, pay and conditions with the National Harvest Labour Information Service, and job providers will try to find local unemployed to fill the positions. If job seekers don't have a reasonable excuse for not accepting the work, they can have their income support benefits reduced or withdrawn for up to 4 weeks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says job seekers have no excuse to refuse opportunities.
If they're available and fit and ready for work and can go and do it, they shouldn't be taking dole payments when they can work.
Nauru's government has accused Médecins Sans Frontières of telling concocted lies to advance political agendas, saying the organisation broke its promise to work with the Nauru government. It comes after MSF called for the immediate evacuation of refugees on Nauru on Wednesday, after it was abruptly told to leave the island by the Nauru government. The aid group said over the last 11 months, at least 78 patients, including children, have attempted suicide or self-harm. Spokesperson at the UN Refugee Agency, Catherine Stubberfield, says the deteriorating mental health of refugees on Nauru and Manus Island shows Australia needs to immediately end its offshore processing policy.
Our own consultant medical experts in 2016 found the cumulative prevalence of anxiety, depression and PTSD in both Papua New Guinea and Nauru to be well above 80%, and the situation has deteriorated since then. There's no longer time for the government of Australia to delay or find other solutions, and it's for that reason that we're asking people be evacuated today.
Saudi Arabia has rejected as baseless claims it was involved in the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video recordings showing Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul. Amnesty's regional director for the Middle East and North Africa region, Heba Morayef, says Saudi authorities have an obligation to divulge Mr. Khashoggi's fate.
This is a crime, and the reason it is a crime is that it is during enforced disappearances that torture happens and that killings can happen. So at a minimum, an enforced disappearance, and if it's true that he was assassinated inside the embassy, then they would also be responsible for extrajudicial executions.
And in tennis, Matthew Ebden has crashed out of the Shanghai Masters, ending his hopes of becoming Australia's top-ranked player. He lost his quarterfinal to world number 19 Borna Koric in straight sets. Koric will next play defending champion Roger Federer for a spot in the final. The Swiss beat Japan's Kei Nishikori 6-4, 7-6. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, possible early storm showers clearing 20. Adelaide shower or 2, 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, shower 2, 18. Wollongong, showers 18. Sydney, also showers 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, rain at times, 21. Cairns, shower 2, 31. Darwin, possible storm, 33. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.